This is John Walden. Let me share a verse with you that you may never have noticed, a most unusual one in the 13th chapter of Isaiah. This is what I read at verse 12. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Now, why did God say, I will make a man more precious than fine gold? Well, for one thing, men are not more precious than fine gold to the rest of their fellow men. The philosophy of communism is that the individual is worth nothing. His value lies only in his being a part of the state. And communism will gladly sacrifice as many men as necessary in order to give the state its place. There are others, too. Covetous people do not consider men, any individual, to be more precious than fine gold, and they prove this by their covetous ways. They will ride over men. They will take advantage of men. They will crush men in their greed to get ahead in this world, to get more. Now God said, I will make a man more precious than fine gold. There are several ways of making something precious. One of the ways that God added to the value of man was by redemption's price. God proved what man was worth when he gave his only begotten Son to come into this world to redeem us. And we're told in 1 Peter, we are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I know now what a man is worth to God when I consider that God was willing to give his only Son for man. I know what a man is worth to Christ when I realize that he gave himself for him. Saul of Tarsus was a very wicked man. He calls himself, by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he calls himself in 1 Timothy 1:15, the chief of sinners. And yet, he says, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. The Lord makes man more precious than gold, too, by what he says about man. He says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So the first thing I would like you to do is to put a proper valuation on your own soul and life. You are more precious than fine gold. You are more than worth your weight in gold. In fact, gold is only one kind of dust of this planet and has no real value at all. But you are an everlasting being. God made you. He put you here. He wants you to realize that the thing that really counts is your value as an individual. Show that you do value that soul of yours by making sure that you are saved. Make sure that you have trusted Christ as your Savior and that you're on your way to heaven. Now, those of us who have accepted Christ need to get a right estimate of the value of others. Some Christians are hoarding money, and they're proving that they do not consider a man more precious than fine gold. Because if they did consider the souls more precious, they would gladly sacrifice some of the gold or other money, whatever we have, possessions. We would gladly sacrifice these things in order to reach others with the gospel. Some of us perhaps can't go, but we certainly could be sending. We prove that we do not consider a man more precious than fine gold. What do you go in for, brother and sister? What do you put your life in for? What are you putting first in your life? What to you is of paramount importance? The Lord help us to be tender-hearted and tender-conscienced about this. The Lord help us to realize that we are not estimating the value of souls as being more than fine gold if we go in for material things, rather than for winning souls and for helping our fellow Christians. Our Father, we are convicted as we think of these wonderful truths. Thou hast made us more precious than fine gold. We thank Thee for giving Thy Son to redeem us. Help us then who are Christians to consider the value of the souls of our fellow men and to be a help to our fellow Christians as well. In Jesus' name, amen.